Good morning. 6:33 a.m. on Saturday, June the 8th, 2024, on a mostly cloudy day here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's a storm coming, I think, off to the southwest. The day is already looking pretty dark. I think I saw a forecast last night that said there's a line of storms coming through from the direction of Lyman, which is southwest of us. Oh no, east, on the west side of Denver-ish. But off to the northeast, it's bright. The sun is bright. Sky is blue. Still got a bunch of clouds back that way, but it's a pretty morning. It really is. Kind of wish I'd been out pre-dawn to take a look to see what the rising sun did to the clouds. So, yeah, yesterday bombed. I tried to record using the earbuds, and the problem is that the earbuds did not pick up my voice very well. And so there was a lot of garble. I could hear that I was saying something, but blah, 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 is all I got. Not quite as bad as the adults in a Snoopy cartoon, but... Wah, 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 wah. It's already almost 70. It's going to be another hot day. They're saying yesterday was going to be the hottest day. Maybe if this line of storms goes through, it might bring some cool air. Reflected heat off that window. Surprises me every time I walk by here. So I had a bunch of stuff I had to do yesterday. I did, had a kid, had to go for some extended diagnostic meetings, and I had the awnings to turn in to get them, to get an estimate for them getting repaired, replaced, whatever. And see what else. Oh, groceries and bread. I have bread waiting to bake. It should be warm enough to put in the oven by the time I get back. I mixed it up last night. Got the dough into shape. And then formed up the loaves and put them in the loaf pans. Put the loaf pans in the fridge overnight. And I got a nice rise. I got a really nice rise. It's not a really big poofy rise. But when I took them out of the fridge this morning... 4:30. It was about a half an inch, quarter inch above the pans, which is enough of a rise for me to think, I better cook these. But I wanted to give them a chance to warm up a bit before I tuck them into a blistering hot oven. I'll do that when I get back. Start the oven up. Get the bacon down early. It's still relatively cool. It's going to be 90s today, so I still got 20 degrees to work with here. And I can open the windows and let some of the heat out. There was a little breeze earlier. It seems to have died down. if I didn't need the pockets for this hoodie, it would, I definitely would have left it home today. Because I certainly don't need it. So, Fallout 4 continues to engage me. I'm working through some of the companions. Some of the companions don't really make a lot of sense for me, because I don't use the, I don't use vats very often. Once in a while I'll use it on a bug, but... doesn't matter if my, as much as I like having action points come back really quickly, because I use action points holding my breath while I'm aiming my rifle. The other side of that is that I usually don't have any problem with the amount of time I have to aim, hold, fire, and let go. It doesn't take much to get a solid aim. So, all of the perks that have to do with action points and recovery and accuracy and VATS and all the rest of that doesn't really have a lot of traction for me. Finished up Melissa McShane, the series I was working on. There's a bunch of other series. She's got a bunch of books. And the temptation was to sort of dig back in, but I stopped and took a step back. And I really need to find some new authors so that I'll have something to recommend at the end of the month and at mid-month. And I took a lot of my reading time has gone into Fallout 4. What was 20 to 25 hours a week, 20 to 24 hours a week, is now 11 to 12 hours a week. So it's been cut in half because of Fallout 4. Where I would sit and read for as much as an hour after meals. I eat and get back online. It's an interesting dynamic. I'm coming up with ideas, and I haven't very rarely played with companions except for dog meat. So it's been interesting to play with Preston Garvey and to play with Deacon and to play with Piper and who have I got now? Oh, Nick Valentine. I just started the Shadow of Steel, or whatever it is, the I went through Fort Hagen. And so I'm hot on the trail of getting into the Institute at this point. I've been to see Virgil. Virgil gave me a task to do. Thanks to my early work, I've got a lot of perks. I've got a lot of caps. I've got some half decent weapons. Some really good armor. So I'm having fun. Finishing up the last book, Jerry Boyd's last book. I'm sure it's not like the last one he'll write, but it's the last one out right now. We're coming up on mid-month, so I suspect there'll be another one here pretty soon. They're kind of fun. They really are not exactly high literature, but get a lot of heart. I don't know what I've got waiting in the queue. The samples are... I haven't been picking up as many samples lately either, so... So much of the stuff that comes across my desk these days is trad. And it's like, no, not going there. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk Post. So much of it is trad. It's a lot of it is small press, but it's still trad. It's still not a book I'm going to read. I don't know where all the self-publishing authors are. There used to be like a whole raft of them floating about in Mastodon, and I'm not spending enough time in Mastodon to see them, or they've all done something lame. There's one guy in particular who posts every single day. He posts a video about him and his books and his island, and then it's like, dude, just TFU. Offer a prayer to Saint Fu. And he always publishes them on the writer channels. Like, don't. Dude, you're writing fantasy. Don't promote it to writers, report it. Promote it to readers. Jeez. A couple of small presses following the same. A couple of bots. It's like they've got the deals of the day, and the bots put up the same four books 17 times over the course of the day. Those people get blocked. Actually, they get muted. So I don't have to deal with them. And so many people just don't understand. I don't understand. Nobody's reading my books. How do I promote them? I'll stop being a dipshit. Start there. Do your marketing, for God's sake. Middle grades people are the worst. I'm sorry. No, that's not true. It's unfair. It's untrue. It's just, there's a few of them that don't seem to understand that middle grades is a filter. It's not a genre. It's a way for people to screen your book out, except for a very small portion of the adult reading community that likes middle grade and is happy to read middle grade. That is a really small fraction of the people who read, particularly genre. Well, middle grade is huge. Middle grade is huge because middle grade sells to schools. It has distribution deals with Scholastic Books. It has library, trad pub, deep pockets, backing, along with the Barnes & Noble facade on trad pub for the bookstores around the country to shill out whatever trad pub thinks is the appropriate thing to sell this year. This quarter. It's not how it works. If you don't do your marketing, if you don't know who your market is, if you don't know who's selling your books. And I remember having somebody tell me this earlier. And I went, how do you know? No, you don't. How do I know? I don't know who's buying my books. And I always took that to mean something much more specific than it actually is. It's like, it's an age. I need to market to an age range. I need to market to, I don't know. I don't know how old they are. I don't know what they do. I don't know. Dude, you know a couple things. First, your market is heavy readers. These are people who are looking for a book every other day. A new book, something to read every other day. Ideally, they will find an author with a catalog. I've beat this drum so many times on this walk, it's ridiculous. And yet all the new authors still make the same mistake. Oh, I'm about to publish my first book. How do I get a street team? How do I get reviews? Who do I send ARCs to? Why are you wasting time on this stuff? I know. Oh, well. Operating from a position of privilege, from a position of survival bias, confirmation bias. There's a lady with two dogs. One full-size dog and a small auxiliary dog. Oh, great, she's gonna take that other path. I need some water. Let this car get out of the way. Man, it's really looking. It's really looking grim. I'm looking over my shoulder off to the southwest. And, dang, that's a black cloud. Rye's doing well. I noticed the intermediate wheatgrass was coming up. nicely on the other side of the park. Some of the crested wheatgrass is putting out flowers. Putting out flowers, putting out seed heads. We're beginning to bend over already a little bit. Funky looking seed head. I think some of them are still developing because there's a few of them that look pretty fuzzy and not very well developed. Dry looks so cool. Oh, and there's this poppy. That's what it looks like. The prickly poppy. That's what it looks like. Before it gets all tall and leggy and blossomy. It's got three blossoms on it right now. Looks really sharp. Bright white blossom, gold pistils in the center. I don't know if the pistils are stamens. Probably pistils and stamens. I don't know. Crab apple trees looking crab apple-y here. The two sisters in the gulch are completely in the shade. I can't see them. The sun is behind the trees behind them, casting no light. Shade feels good. They're looking weepy. Oh, what have I got? Some sort of weird sprout coming up on the side of the fence. The lawn's looking good. Front lawn's looking good. Backyard's kind of iffy. But it gets the most of the sun. It gets the most sun during the course of the day. It just bakes in the summer. Oh, look at this nicely, freshly painted house. What a joy. It looks really sharp, I have to say. I still have one globe to put up, but needs a liberal application of WD-40 to loosen up the bolts. They've been sort of corroded into place for the last two decades. Anyway, look at me. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.